My air conditioning is still on in my building.
The meeting of the Clinton Township Board of Education will now come to order. Time?
6:37.
Thank you, sir. In accordance with the provisions of the New Jersey Open Public Meetings Act, Chapter 231, Laws of 1975, adequate notice of this meeting was provided through public notice on October 20th, 2014. Faxing to three newspapers designated by the board, the Hunterdon Democrat, the Hunterdon Review, and the Express Times. Posting on the district website, the main bulletin board in the administrative office, and in each Clinton Township school. And lastly, faxing to the clerk of Clinton Township. Mr. Juskowitz, will you please have a roll call?
Mrs. Grant.
Here.
Mrs. McLaughlin.
Here.
Ms. Hand.
Yes, I'm here.
Mr. Malloy. Mr. McTiernan.
Present.
Mr. Pituto.
Here.
Mr. Sturgis.
Here.
Mrs. Verderamo.
Here.
Thank you very much. Mr. Sturgis, would you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance this evening?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. McLaughlin, would you serve as a process guardian for this evening?
Surely.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the monthly meeting of the Clinton Township Board of Education. Today is Monday, October 27th, 2014. We have a very full agenda this evening. In addition to regular business that the Board of Education normally conducts at its monthly meeting, we have two additional important items to work through. The first major item on the agenda is an interviewing process to select one interested resident of Clinton Township to serve on the Board of Education as a result of a vacated seat on the board. Our second largest segment of this evening will be a report of a demographic study conducted by Dr. Richard Griff. Before we continue with tonight, I just want to let you know that you all have the task list in front of you. Everything that was completed by the administration as well as the Board of Education is marked in blue. And everything that we are in current process of completing is marked in a tan or yellow color. Tonight, during the Personnel Negotiation Committee section, the Board of Education will vote to finalize the approval of two qualitative and one quantitative merit goals for Dr. Clark to strive to achieve during the school year. The Personnel Negotiations Committee worked with Dr. Clark over the summer to establish superintendent merit goals for 2014-15 school year. Governor Christie allows for a school board to set up to three quantitative and two qualitative goals for any given academic year. The Personnel Negotiations Committee made a recommendation to the full board for one quantitative and two qualitative goals. The full board approved all three goals and then sent them to the Executive County Superintendent, Mr. Juan Torres, for final approval. On October 16th, we received approval from the Executive County Superintendent regarding these goals. The first qualitative goal is to create a series of parent universities to help create parent awareness of current pressures impacting student academic and social, emotional behaviors, and support early identification. The second qualitative goal is to create a Distinguished Teachers Academy, Part 2, to improve teacher effectiveness in Domain 3 of the Danielson model called Instruction and Program. There is one quantitative goal. The goal of this particular merit goal is to improve student achievement in language arts literacy. If a qualitative goal is achieved, Dr. Clark can receive up to a one-time non-pensionable payment of 2.5% of merit pay based on her current salary. In September of 2014, a member of the Clinton Township Board of Education resigned from their position on the board. Notice of this resignation and the opportunity for interested candidates of Clinton Township to interview for this open board seat was sent to the Hunterdon County Democrat, placed on our district website, placed in the Clinton Township newsletter. A letter was sent to our staff and a letter sent to our parents. The deadline for a candidate to submit a letter of interest and a resume to Mr. Jeskiewicz, our board secretary and district business administrator, was 4 p.m. on Monday, October 20th of 2014. Interested candidates submitted their name, address, a phone number, and an email address, along with a letter of interest and a resume. Mr. Jeskiewicz confirmed the receipt of each candidate's letter within 24 hours. This evening, we have four candidates that have applied for an open seat. If a candidate is selected to serve on the board, they will begin serving tonight and at any meeting that we may have until the end of the year. Our four candidates are Ms. Kimberly Frey, Ms. Maria McHugh, Ms. Alyssa Olowski, and Ms. Courtney Rinaldo. I'd like to welcome you all to our meeting this evening, and thank you for taking the time and for your interest in sitting on the Board of Education here in Clinton Township. Before we begin the interviewing process, I would like to quickly describe to everyone what that process will be so that we're all on the same page this evening. There are six questions that each candidate will be asked this evening. With each question, we will alternate from side to side so that every candidate will have an opportunity to answer a question first and then a different question last, so it's equal in that manner. So, for example, Ms. Frey will go first on the first question, and then we'll go over here to Ms. Olowski to answer that question second, back to Mrs. McHugh for the...
It's like a tennis match.
It will be a tennis match. Okay, and so on. And then the next question, we'll go over to Mrs. Olowski. She will answer that first and go back and forth. That's okay. When it's your turn to speak, please step up to the microphone and take a deep breath and relax. You guys will all do fine. Each member of the Board of Education will ask one question. We will start with Mrs. Hand to ask the first question.
Oh, hey.
You can't wait. You get to go first.
I'm so excited.
Then Mrs. McLaughlin, Mr. McTiernan, et cetera. When all the questions have been asked and answered, the Board of Education will enter into an executive session to discuss which candidate, if any, should serve on the board for the remaining portion of the year. Does anybody on the Board of Education have any questions on the process for this evening?
Yeah, I want to make sure that I think the candidates are aware that even though there are some pre-programmed questions here, there are not benchmarks for specific responses or answers that the board as a group is looking for. There might be some that each of us individually are looking at, but there is not a pre-programmed answer sheet. So we're looking at what your contribution is.
Anybody else have any other comments?
With Maria, the backup questions that are down below?
That's in case we feel we need to ask any more questions after the
Okay, but we should minutes. stick to the one number that's at the top.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. Do any of the candidates have any questions about the process this evening?
There's no math on there.
No, there's no math.
There's no math.
No math.
Oh, that's awesome. Actually, there's a Common Core question.
It is not the park.
It's a pilot for the
park. I brought my Go Math book.
Go Math.
Should we add a math question?
Sorry.
We could add a math question. Would you guys like that?
No, don't do that to the people. It's okay. Too late.
You could answer, but we won't know if it's right.
Okay. All right, so candidates, I would just like to encourage you to take a deep breath, relax. This is a friendly group of people, and we are, again, thankful for you being here this evening.
Yes,
so,
absolutely.
Just relax and do your best. Everything will be fine. So let's begin with the process. Ms. Hand, can you please ask Mrs. Frey the first question?
Hi, Mrs. Frey. Please tell us a little bit about yourself and why you're interested in serving as a member of the Clinton Township Board of Education.
I've been a Huntington County resident all my life. I've been in Clinton Township for 23 years. My son's a student here at the middle school, and I wanted to get more involved in what's going on with the school. As he's grown through it, I've seen various
the various changes that have occurred, and I'd like to just be more involved in the process. And I said I've been involved in a lot of community activities. I'm a 4-H instructor with the Huntington County Dead Eyes. I've been in 4-H all my life, and we do a lot of other community activities.
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
Ms. Olowski?
Wait, am I reading them?
Yeah, I think it's the same question.
I read the same question?
Same question.
Oh, all right. Hi. Please tell us a little bit about yourself and why you're interested in serving as a member of the Clinton Township Board of Education.
My name is Alyssa Olosky, and I have also been a lifelong resident of Hunterdon County. I grew up in White House Station, and I have been a resident of Clinton Township for the last 9 years. And I have a 7-year-old son, Patrick McGarren, and my daughter will start kindergarten next year. She's 4. And I have been homeroom parent for my son for the last 2 years, and I would like to get more involved in the school and assist the board with achieving their goals for the school year. And in the past, I have been a 10-year volunteer on the White House Rescue Squad, so I do find community involvement really important, and I would like to get back to being more involved.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Mrs. McHugh?
Hi. Do you want me to repeat the question again?
Yeah.
Please tell us a little bit about yourself and why you're interested in serving as a member of the Clinton Township Board of Education.
My name is Maria McHugh. I've been a Clinton Township resident for 10 years now only. I have 2 children. One is now a freshman in high school. The other one is in 6th grade. They both come up through the school system. I have been working with children and families for 25 years. It pains me to say, because I know you're trying to figure out my age now.
You clearly started when you were 10.
I started when I was 10. In various, you know, I was in school systems. I was through DIFAS. I was in private practice. I was doing counseling. Currently working for Hunterdon County Educational Services Commission as a case manager on child study team for non-public schools in Hunterdon County. I'm going to venture to say that I've made some bit of a difference over the years, and I believe that I can bring something to the table here with the board in working with children and families.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If I could just, if you guys would like to move, Mrs. Frey, Mrs. McHugh, if you guys would like to move a little bit on this side so that you're not stuck behind the podium, please do. You want to get yourself in a different position.
Sure.
Okay. And if you'd like to move over here, Mrs. Wilkowski, so you can see, you're more than welcome.
Yeah, we don't want to stick you in the corner.
Okay, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Okay. Oh, I can see.
Oh, no.
Hello, my name is Courtney Ronaldo, and I am also a lifelong resident of Hunterdon County.
Yeah.
I also grew up in White House Station. Alyssa and I went to the same high school. My sister graduated with her.
Nice.
I'm a mother of 2 girls. My oldest is in kindergarten. She just entered Spruce Run School. And my youngest is 3 years old. I'm a working mother, and I'd like to represent the hardworking families of Clinton Township. I feel like it's really important to provide a safe, healthy environment for children and learning, and you know, my personal interests as well as those in the county families as well. So I'm hoping to get a seat on the board to make a difference.
Thank you very much. Mrs. McLaughlin, can you please ask
Mrs. Bray?
No, actually, Mrs. Olkowski, who is alternate schools and alternate
hey, someone's going to have to, when it gets to me, tell me what you have.
Hello.
Pardon me.
What do you see is the primary responsibility of a Board of Education member?
I think the primary responsibility of the board members is to be an advocate for the students first and foremost, and also to be that bridge between the community and the school administration. And I think that they need to be objective in the work that they do, but also have the best interest of the students in mind, as well as, you know, being able to listen to and prioritize the needs of the administration.
Thank you.
Mrs. McHugh?
Would you like me to repeat the question?
No. I know, public speaking is not my forte. I believe that being a board member would be me being part of this team. And although people have different backgrounds, different philosophies, I would hope that the vision is always the same, which is the children and the district. So in implementing policies regarding financial curriculum, even personnel, that we have goals and we set the goals and we look at the goals and we revisit the goals and make sure that we attain them, and then always to allow the public to know what's going on and to make sure that they're well informed of whatever we do during the board meetings.
Thank you. Do you want me to repeat the question?
Sure.
What do you see as the primary responsibility of a Board of Education member?
I think the primary responsibility is to really work together as a team and hear the issues and concerns that are coming forth and work with that team to come up with solutions that, you know, are satisfying for the board and for the township, the school districts, and the community members as well. So I think it's really finding a balance of taking all of your resources and seeing what will work best.
Thank you. Can I repeat it?
No. I see the responsibility on the board is to first to the students in preparing them for the future. These are our future leaders, and they need a strong background to move into college and into their future. That being said, we also have to be a liaison with the community and be looking out for our community's best interest and how the community can support the school and the students at the same time in a reasonable manner. And it is a team project between not only the board as a team, but the team of the community, the students, the staff, and administration as well.
Thank you.
Mr. McTiernan, can you ask a question, please? And then I think we are over to Ms. Rimaldo.
Hold on, get my paper out.
In your opinion, what are the current challenges that are facing education in school boards?
I think safety is a really big one. I know as a parent of a school-aged child, that's my primary concern, safety, so I think all aspects of that, whether it comes down to financial, how we make our schools safer through enhancements. But yeah, I think it really comes down to safety.
Who am I asking here?
Mrs. McHugh.
And again, just to repeat the question, in your opinion, what are the current challenges that are facing education and school boards today?
In my opinion, I think it's funding, because even in economic times, obviously, things are a little bit tight. Whenever there is, whenever, you know, we have a budget to pass, I know that people tend to not want to pass them, and then we have to cut something. And then, unfortunately, it could be a program, could extend all the way to buses, and so it's always difficult to try to figure out how and why you cut things, even if it's personnel. And so I think it's very difficult without the funding to really get the district up and running and doing exactly what we want to do.
Again, in your opinion, what are the current challenges facing education and school boards today?
I do agree that I think when it comes to the students, that funding is a big issue. But also, I think for the teachers and the administrators, having to deal with the regulations that come from the Department of Education and how best to implement those for the students with the current curriculum is also a big issue and very important.
In your opinion, what are the current challenges facing education and school boards today?
In the past couple of years, I believe it has to do with the curriculum and the new standards and the ever-changing standards that the students have to meet. It's hard for teachers to prepare when the standards change on a regular basis. And unfortunately, we don't have standard students. There needs to be some give and take and to match to what our students need. our students may not need the same exact thing as someone from Union County or Mercer County or something like that. And fitting everything into that one pie shape really doesn't work that well, and the board has to be that person there to try and make everything work, even if it's not something that maybe our area really needs, and support the teachers who have to keep adapting to the ever-changing curriculum and standards so that our students progress along through their careers.
Mr. Pituto, would you please ask question number 4?
This is like music.
Yeah, I have this.
Yeah, you're good.
It is a tennis match.
It seriously is.
So I have a 2-part question.
Yeah. Toughie.
Yeah. Could have been a 10-part question. First, what are the key issues facing Clinton Township School District and why? And do you have any concerns regarding our district?
I think that one of the key issues that the township is facing, the school district, is the funding and how best to allocate the funds that we do have. What will have the most impact and what the greatest needs are for the students and the teachers. And to answer the second part, honestly, I love the community. That's why my husband and I decided to move here. It's why I decided to move out of Reddington Township and to come to Clinton Township. No, I don't see that there are any issues in Clinton Township.
Yes, please.
So what are the key issues facing Clinton Township School District and why? And do you have any concerns regarding the Clinton Township School District?
I think one of the issues is, once again, with the funding through taxes and having the community understand where their taxes are actually going and how they're being used in the school to support our community. I think there's a lot of misconception among how funds are spent, especially you just see a lot of times the tax rate change or go up, and what is the community really paying for, especially for the parts of the community that don't have children in the district, either ever or currently. They may not be as aware as to what the funds are being used for and how they're being used in the community. And I think my biggest concern is really still on that curriculum side. You hear different things with the kids that are going to high school, and are they really prepared for high school? And the challenges there the students are finding in the school with the changes, as well as the teachers with the curriculum and things like that.
Would you like me to repeat?
Okay, thank you. One of the key issues I think facing the district is declining enrollment. I think that's a serious issue. As for me personally, I don't have any concerns. I think it's a really warm welcome into Spruce Run School. I firmly believe in public education, and I actually made the decision to go public with my child instead of private because I had such a warm experience. So I really have no concerns.
I feel that probably the concern that most people have for Clinton Township right now is the curriculum. I think all the testing that's going on, I'm not sure that people really have an understanding of what is being tested and why. Between the MAP testing and the AS testing and now the PARC testing and the core curriculum and so on and so forth, it's actually quite confusing. I hear many, many parents very upset about it, not knowing what's going on. I know the children are getting upset about it. Again, not knowing what's going on, how are they gonna do it? So on and so forth. For me, the curriculum, and this was my understanding actually, is that we are getting better, because when I look at the difference between my daughter being in high school right now and what she was learning in sixth and seventh grade, really didn't prepare her for high school. But now that my son is in sixth grade, he's now learning what I was asking for when she was in sixth grade. So I know that we've come a long way, especially in the area of language arts. So I'm actually thrilled that they've progressed and they're getting on board with really what they need to have, what they need to have in high school. So for me, the concern is that we've improved, so there really is no concern there, but I think the testing is really an issue with the general public and what's going on.
Thank you. Mrs. Verderamo?
Yes.
Would you ask question number five, please?
Sure.
Who's that?
No problem. I wasn't even sure myself. No worries. Okay, question number five. How would you address community concerns regarding school-related matters that you receive in your role as a Board of Education member?
How would I address them?
Mm-hmm.
I would take them to the board at large and discuss them as a group.
Okay.
And see if we can address the concerns. And just come to a decision together.
Okay.
But not respond until I got the group buy-in.
Okay, great. Thanks. Who's up? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Well, first and foremost, I would try to figure out where the problem actually begins. If it's a problem that's in the classroom, then I'm going to suggest you go to the teacher. If they don't find the answer that they wanted from the teacher, then you move to the principal. And you're going to go up the ladder, and if you need to bring it to the board, if it's a global issue you feel like, or an environmental issue or something that the public needs to know, then maybe it would best be addressed here at the board. Otherwise, I would start where the problem is starting.
Okay, great. Do you need me to repeat it? You're good. Okay. Nobody wants to hear my question.
I know that the board members are legally bound to not provide any guidance on their own, so the issues do have to come to the board. I do think, though, that if it is something more simple where you're not necessarily giving an answer, you can point them in the right direction to ask perhaps a teacher or someone else at the school.
Great. You good, or do you want me to repeat it?
I'm good.
Okay. I did such a good job, they didn't ask me to repeat it.
Anything that's addressed to me individually as a board member would really need to come to the board, but I would encourage the board to respond following the chain of where the event occurs. If it is in a classroom or in a school, give the school the chance to handle it first before it gets moved up the chain of command, because otherwise you've taken the school administrators out of their role and not giving them an opportunity to address an issue that's right under their control.
Great. Thank you.
My turn.
You got some big shoes to fill there, buddy.
Guess what question you have?
Do you know which number you're on?
The last one.
Okay.
Could you please describe your previous community or nonprofit experience? Any volunteer work?
So, as I said in the very beginning, I worked on the White House Rescue Squad for about 10 years, and I enjoyed that very much. Giving back to the community is something that I don't think enough people do. It does take a lot of time. I think no matter what the position is that you are fulfilling, whether it be a board member or someone doing another community service, but you know, I think that it's all too easy for people to sit and judge everybody else who's in a position trying to make things better rather than offering solutions themselves. So that's what I'm saying.
Thank you.
Great.
How about Mrs. Ray? Could you tell us about your previous volunteer community experience?
Yes. I've been a 4-H volunteer for about 4 years now. I started out just as a parent volunteer, and as my son got involved in our 4-H club, I chose to go get instructor certification in two different disciplines for the club, and I instruct 4-Hers throughout the year, as well as chair a number of the committees with the club and lead the kids in that aspect. I am the secretary of the Newell Cemetery Association, and I also do a lot of different charity work with the consignment sale. My son is involved in the charity. He's done Relay for Life here since fifth grade, and the different activities involved at the school as well.
Thank you.
Lake Scobo, Winslow Mansion, our Interfaith Hospitality Network for my church, Reddington Reformed Church, growing up. We used to host them, host the community at our church and cook dinners and invite them in. And then second one was while I was in college, I volunteered for Big Brothers Big Sisters. I went to college at Virginia Tech, and the area we were in was not exactly affluent, and so it was a real honor to be able to work with a young girl who was in fifth grade and really kind of be her mentor and come every week for her class and just spend an hour with her. And she just thought it was amazing that, you know, this college girl was spending time with her, so it was really a rewarding experience for everyone. So
thank you.
Thank you.
My first experience in volunteering was in group homes for developmentally disabled. My sister was actually in one, and so I started helping them there with life skills, self-care skills, things of that nature. Through the last several years, I basically committed myself to just volunteering for everything in the schools and the sports, everything from team parent to homeroom parent, to donating time, to donating money, to donating materials, to whatever the kids need. Just to show the kids actually that, first of all, they feel special when I'm there. And to show them that really volunteering is just a part of life. It really isn't going out of your way. It's not harming you in any way, that if you have, just give. It comes back to you tenfold.
Thank you.
How many open seats do we have? Just one?
Yeah, seriously.
Well, this is going to be an incredibly difficult decision for all of us. You all did very well, and each of you brings something very special to the Board of Education. Right now, we are going to enter into a process for executive session where we will talk about what each of you bring. We'll review your answers to questions we've had this evening, and then we will come out and potentially vote on one of you. There's also an opportunity we may not, but I just wanted to share that with you. So, Mr. Jeskowitz, can you please read the executive session statement?
Whereas while the Senator Byron M. Bayer Open Public Meetings Act, NJSA 10:4-6 et sec, requires all meetings of the Clinton Township Board of Education to be held in public, NJSA 10:4-12B sets forth 9 types of matters that may lawfully be discussed in executive session, i.e. without the public being permitted to attend, and whereas the Clinton Township Board of Education has determined that the following issues are permitted by NJSA 10:4-12B to be discussed without the public in attendance and shall be discussed during an executive session. Whereas any matter involving the employment, appointment, termination of employment, terms and conditions of employment, evaluation of the performance, promotion, or disciplining of any specific prospective public officer or employee or current public officer or employee employed or appointed by the public body, unless all individual employees or appointees whose rights could be adversely affected request in writing that such matter or matters be discussed at a public meeting, subject to the balancing of the public's interest and the employee's privacy rights under South Jersey Publishing Company versus New Jersey Expressway Authority, 124 New Jersey 478, the employees and nature of the discussion described as specified as possible without undermining the need for confidentiality is a discussion of potential board member candidates. Whereas the length of the executive session is estimated to be 30 minutes, after which the meeting shall reconvene and proceed with business. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Clinton Township Board of Education will go into executive session for only the above stated reasons. Be it further resolved that the board hereby declares that its discussion of the aforementioned subject will be made public at such time as the reason for confidentiality no longer exists. Action may be taken upon return.
Thank you, Mr. Jeskowitz. I'm now looking for a motion to go into executive session, please.
Motion.
Rachel? Dan, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Okay. Executive session. Open that. 7:12.
Yeah, I bought them myself. Kidding. Don't go anywhere.
We don't go anywhere yet.
Just go.
Wait, where are they going?
You can stay.
You can stay.
You can stay.
We're
leaving. We're leaving.
No, no, no. We leave. No worries.
No worries.
You stay.
I'm distancing myself.
Look.
I'm
helping.
Whoa. Is that working?
It's like wires. It's like wires.
Thank you.
You think I was here just to see you?
Yeah.
Ego.
Are you sticking around in New Jersey this week?
Yeah, I get it. See, this is me. Look, see?
They really like you.
Yeah, it's just very flattering.
So you're going to hear my freaking song dance again?
Oh, my goodness. Cohort survived.
No, we'll talk about something else. How's this going?
Good. Yeah, good show. They're picking a damn of this match. The tides are top of your mind. Fractured. Fill in this vacancy. But normally they get a lot.
Well, I met with them a couple of times. Beforehand, and stuff kind of interview back in
superintendent's house.
Yeah, she's very nice. She's funny. So, are we starting on time tonight? Because she said something about 8 o'clock was a possible.
Is there no time to call?
Well, they said anywhere between 7:30 and 8:30. She said 7:30 is the whole starting time.
No, they'll keep it to 8 o'clock. Because they're in there debating about these things.
Okay, so we're going to be here. Well, let's kick off. I'm going to. I'm like looking down from the gap here, like correctly puking.
You should. I didn't know where you were, but I was hoping you'd see.
I didn't know you'd be here for this. I thought you'd just, you know, do stuff on the phone with them and actually show up.
I would find out. This is one of three boards where we had a lot of fun at every meeting in the morning. That this one, Kenilworth. So. Client service and all that. I mean, I talk about well, your attitude is pretty cool, but my attitude is like, if we need to go for a board attorney position, you know, I would say, if you would hire us, it's going to be a position. I would ask my first advice. If there's some, like, you know, you've got to retain your charge, so I'll be there if you need just to come to a regular meeting. Either you don't need a lawyer or you can. Someone else from the
yeah, that's why I'm surprised to see you. I mean, I didn't think you did stuff like this.
Well, I mean, I've represented the township for 19 years.
Okay.
So, I mean, I can't say they're personally attached to me. I've been here with all these people. But you know, they're used to me, so that's fine. But I wouldn't take on those services. I mean, Hoboken is a relative, that's only 5 years, but Hoboken's a fun thing. So, but I can't
do it. Well, actually, I was going to send you an email just to find out what the hell happened on Martin Building, because that decision was supposed to come out like a month ago, wasn't it?
It's so outrageous. So the judge keeps getting, you know, sending a form. It's a form, really, the commission of an extension. We just gave himself another extension to the civil court.
Get out of here.
And that court, you know, and like,
embarrassing.
Even though they're nice to me, even a sophisticated client's like, well, can't you do anything? Well, I can. It's the judge. You can take as much time as you want. That if we argued that case was a year ago.
Oh, I feel bad that we can't even tell the client. I mean, I thought for sure he was on the ball and he'd do something.
He did seem like he had more work in it than he does. I mean, you know, like, he's got a busy case. We all got busy stuff to do. This is, that's bad. So, no decision made. So, what do you, so right now, you've got Seaside Park, Lavalette. Got, well, East Newark is essentially done.
Well, from Europe, yeah. But then I'm co-mingling with New York right now. And I don't know if you've been following what's going on with the news, but they're trying to force pre-K and have the rich people pay for
pre-K. Oh, yeah.
De Blasio or whatever his name is, the mayor. So
I'm thinking, so we have co-proposals now for Mainland Regional, Old Mix Township, Yeah, mainly regional. And then Summers Point, that one, that's the one. And then there's a third one. Then we had three proposals.
Oh, two for sure. There might have been a third one there. Then, I don't know about this new competition we have here.
Oh, that's... That's outrageous. That's outrageous. I mean, the acting supervisor was in there. He was done as of July 1. And I had the cell phone. So I was going, I wanted to get some insight into what happened. That pissed me off. I like having a monopoly on this work.
Like me.
Well, oh, no. Weren't you part of that?
That's a long time ago. Yeah,
we're talking about that. That's
Scott Fader or Federer.
Right. He's a big Mets fan.
That's not helping us.
No, but that one's going to go forward.
Yeah,
because they had a meeting earlier this month with the field of university. And the woman that they think I met her before, Vice President, Peggy something else. She's a U.S. Marine Corps veteran, and she's literally on board today. So I think that was a good one. And if I, quite frankly, the big the area for us comes from the fact that you have this K6s and K8s that are being strict, where their tuition bill is going up 7 or 8% a year, and they've got to stop. Oh, Neptune. That's
oh, yeah.
They wanted to get the mayor to help them pay for the study, and the mayor will help them pay, so they're just going to sit there. But they don't mind, they're going to put a budget together.
That's right.
I forgot about that. Boy, so those are the three. Neptune, Millstone, they were in Hart, you have to
talk.
But Neptune, Millstone, and Holden Township are the three most. But that phenomenon, K6, K8 district, that's in a send receive, not a regional, in a send receive, that's being strangled by the tuition thing, that is going to be a powerful area. Because they are more and more. And there's no belief in sight.
Well, I guess you'll, I guess maybe there's a slide I have tonight that gives me a bio about myself that talks about send, testifying and the send receive things. I'll just turn it over to you at that point.
Better be accurate on that thing. I'll have to see the big time. No disrespect. The last board meeting.